Miranda Mazzara, head coach for Savannah Volleyball, joining us today. First of all, coach, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. Obviously, your team has been, playing some good volleyball here of late. I guess, just what are your thoughts so far on the season to this point as we kind of get closer to October?
I'm really proud of just the successes we've had so far and the way our girls have taken care of matches that we should. All of our losses so far have come to teams that are in a class or two higher than us, so really no shame in that. But yeah, looking really good so far.
Yeah, this past weekend you're able to, go play. I think probably some teams you don't see a whole bunch there at the at Hy-Vee Arena, a really big tournament, and played really well. You got into that gold bracket. So what was going well for you guys on Saturday?
I think one of our strengths as a team is our serve. So when we can get teams out of system, it just makes our lives a lot easier on our side of the net. And I felt like our girls were doing that pretty well. And then all throughout pool play, I felt like our energy was good and our mindset was good. We stayed engaged in each match. And then going into the gold bracket, we weathered some storms, came out on top against Benton again, but just made a few too many unforced errors when it came down to our match against Kearney. So definitely things to learn from, but all good stuff.
Who are some of the leaders? I guess take me through kind of, the key players, the leaders of this team.
Honestly, the cool thing about our team this year is I feel like it truly depends on the night. But our seniors do a great job out there. Taylor Hilsebeck has been killing it lately, both in the front row and the back row. She's had a few double doubles so far this season. And Ambie and Ari both alike are just, huge blocking presence for us. So they help us out when it comes to putting up a brick wall, helping our backcourt defense really be able to keep us in system. And then with that, Reese Gould runs our offense really well. So all of those people are key players. Mira Delaney, our libero, she is, I could be wrong. I think she's leading our conference right now in digs per set. We just have some strength in all areas of the court, and it's evident in the balance that we're able to strike night after night. So, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of positive things going on there. Anything that I don't want to say negative, but anything you're still, kind of honing in on, working on, you feel that is something that you can get better at that will, take your team to that to the next level even.
I think we can always work on our setter hitter connections and just really improving that chemistry, that understanding of where a hitter is at and what tempo we need to run and what situation. But other than that, the game comes down to serve and pass, so we do a lot of that in our gym.
Awesome. Coach, when you look big picture, grand scheme of things, what are some goals that you and your team have talked about?
Well, we've talked about how we have a target on our backs, being back-to-back district champions. I think we can do it again, but it's definitely going to take discipline and it's going to take a high level of execution on our part because everyone's going to bring us their best game. So another district championship is for sure on the table. But beyond that, I've told these girls I think they're capable of making it to the Final Four in Class 3. Just knowing who we match up against when it comes to sectionals and quarterfinals, I think we have a good shot at that. I know Oak Grove and Odessa pose, a threat in that sectionals matchup, especially Oak Grove this year. They're looking really good. But aside from just the, every day trying to get better, 1% better every single day. We've put some physical goals out there that are going to be hard, but a good challenge for us. And I think that it's an obtainable goal.
Miranda Mazzara again, head coach for Savannah Volleyball. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it and wish you and your team the best here, throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.